At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this fifth day of October 2023. And I'm back there in the glass cage, our producer, the very high and rising, well, we call him the youngin'. The youngin', there you go, style. Say hey, hi.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
There you go, and here live in the studio, you heard the cackle. And that's none other than 84 pounds of Lock and Load Lisa.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks to all who were praying for me.
All righty. She came out just a little less in weight than my shadow. My shadow weighed just a little more than her, all right? And here we have none other than, well, they call him Deacon Randy.
Hey, be blessed, no stress, everybody.
And way out yonder, hey, it's the first Thursday. In fact, that's what we call him, first Thursday, Dr. Peter J. Glidden. Hey, Peter.
Ernesto. Buenos noches.
Okay, there you go. Those noches are good with cheese and hot peppers. And yeah. Well, you know what? Randy's been bragging to all of his friends how he can read, so we're going to give him a shot. Go ahead, Randy, you start.
Okay.
And chapter 12, 13 through 21.
Okay. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists of not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room wherewith to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and then there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But the Lord said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
All right, very good. So then we go back here. And one of the company said unto him, Master. Well, that word master there is the same as teacher. And he said unto him, Man, now there's a question here that Jesus would it's got a deeper meaning when he says, "Man, who made me a judge or divider over you?" So what was he actually asking this guy?
Who made him? Jesus was referring to himself in relation to the man.
Right. Now, who created this man?
Jesus did.
Yes. Well,
Jesus did.
All right.
God.
So, see, the question was, do you understand who I am?
Right.
So he was asking this guy, but now, and he said unto him, "Take heed and beware of covetousness." Oh, now, you know, the covetousness is warned about so many places in Scripture. I mean, I can think of about 20 places where covetous is warned.
But isn't that kind of in everybody's sin, too, to a greater or lesser degree?
Yeah. Peter, you just jump in. I mean, and if you have a question or a comment, I know going all the way back to Exodus, they were referring to covetousness. So all through the Old Testament. So he's saying here, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. You think Joel Osteen knows that?
No.
What about Creflo Dollar?
Who about your favorite, Jesse Duplantis?
Oh, he's a real piece of work. Okay.
Jesse.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, Jesse, really, I mean, I was so impressed when I heard him say that God actually calls him for advice, right?
That's why you like him so well.
Yeah, I mean, if God is asking you for advice, you got to be. You made it.
Yeah, you got to be.
You're at the very top of your game.
You are
right
there.
Here.
You are there.
Yeah. Talk about a fool.
And but the ironic thing, though, Peter, is when he said that, the women there said, "Well, what does he ask you?" You know.
Oh, brother.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Okay. So here, and this is an amazing. I mean, it's really amazing how they play with the minds of people. Do you know the word fool actually means the Lord uses this term here, and he uses them in verse 20. We'll get to that, but you know the one word for fool there is moros. It simply means stupid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the word he uses here is aphron, which means insane, mm-hmm. Okay? So there's a little difference between that. He uses this here, but when you have these people like Reverend Ike.
Oh, goodness.
Whenever Reverend Ike, Peter, used to take, they'd take up an offering, and if the plate had to go around a couple times till it was filled, and then he would say, "Here, we're going to take this right now. Right now. And we're going to throw it up in the air, and all that stays up there belongs to God, and all the money that comes down belongs to me." And people would see how much is going to stay up and how much comes down. Oh, and I'm thinking,
hallelujah, and pass the hat.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm amazed at people. But anyhow, here. And so he goes on, he says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do?" You know, here's something that's very interesting about this passage here. This is different than all of the other proverbs. Do you know what it is? Or parables, rather, all the other parables. And that is this. In this one, it's referring to God in the first person. God himself is addressing these people. God himself is addressing the fool. Now, in all the others, Jesus, who is God, you know, but he's not referring to him to in the first person as God here. So he goes on to say, and he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and therefore I will bestow my fruits upon my goods." Well, do you know what he means there when he says that? He means, here, bestowing his fruit instead of bestowing his influence on others, he bestowed his fruits to whom? To himself.
Mm-hmm. But that to me was, that's the God part.
Yes.
Is it God knows what he said within himself. So this guy didn't verbally express anything.
Well,
this is a thought in his heart.
Yeah, well, remember what Gloria Osteen said, it's not about God, it's about us, right?
Yeah, that's right, uh-huh. That's right.
Well, she must have got it from this guy, because listen to this. Okay, he says, I, 11 times here in these 92 verses.
Yeah.
And he thought within himself and saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build a greater, and there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods.
But you know, to me, what's really kind of foolish about the parable is that, like, well, a guy to me with his head screwed on right would have said, I will build another barn, not pull down the ones that the stuff's in already.
Yeah, and this guy's a narcissist.
This guy is like, he's something
else. And he's a narcissist to the max.
Well, maybe not so much, because those barns, there weren't so much to pull one down and rebuild a bigger one, okay, in those areas. So, I mean, they weren't really built under any kind of a code, okay? It was not like it is today. And I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take ease, eat, drink, and be merry, okay? So he's back to being I again, but the problem of it is his whole soul don't belong to him, does it?
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
No.
And so, but God, here you go. But God said unto him, no, fool, by the way, you know, how many Jesus said never not to call? When sometimes, like on this radio program, and I will refer to people that do these things, like what we just said, like telling people that God called you for advice, that these people are fools, right? Mm-hmm. And people will say, well, you shouldn't have done that, because Jesus says, don't call your brother a fool. What did Jesus say?
But that's in another context, though, really.
No, when I think about it, Jesus said not to call who?
Oh, your brother.
Now,
your brother.
Are these people our brothers?
No.
Jesus said not to call your brother a fool. Uh-huh. These people are not our brothers.
No,
okay?
They're not.
Right. In fact, Jesus very clearly said that Satan is their father. Mm-hmm. The devil is their father, okay? And so, I mean, if... If they were our brothers, would they be saying, you know, that? I don't think so. And or what about Kevin or Kenneth Copeland? Kenneth Copeland says he held up the Bible. I watched him do it. He held up the Bible, and he says, you can take this right here. This is the Word of God, and you can make God produce the goods. You can make him give you all these things that you want. In other words, you can extort material
extort
things.
Extort God, that's
yeah,
right.
No way,
now,
Kenneth.
Would you say a man that says such things is a fool?
Yes.
Right.
I would say so, okay. And so he goes on to say, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. So the Lord is making a point, and the point here is when you're blessed, to whom much is given, much is
required.
Required.
Now, when these people talk about seed, sow that seed. So you have to sow that seed. I hear these prosperity preachers. The problem of it is when the gospel says to sow the, the seeds, what is it referring to? It's only referring to the gospel of Jesus Christ or the seeds of salvation. It's never referring to material things.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that T.D. Jake said that you just got to give so much that God owes you something.
Well, yeah.
That's what T.D. Jake said. Right. He said that if you just have to just keep giving till you put God in a deficit to you, and that God then he'll have to give you something.
One time I heard him say that God is the product. He's what we sell. He's what we merchandise, okay? What do you think of that? Wait till God finds out, huh?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So anyhow, what we're going to do, because we have Dr. Peter Glidden, and the word is out that he's a pretty smart guy, see? So what we're going to do, we're going to play a clip, and then when we come back, we'll ask him about some of this stuff. And then I think what we're going to do tonight is we're going to open the phone lines early so all those people can call in and ask him all those questions they have.
I want to ask him one question before you open the phone lines, and I'll just back off whenever the gap is. I want to ask him a question. I think people would find it beneficial to.
See what he's got? It's a mystery now, you see.
Yeah.
All right. All right, go ahead and play the clip.
A bombshell new report says the U.S. federal government is actively tracking the movements of unvaccinated Americans using a secret surveillance program set up by the CDC. So whatever reason they decided to never get vaccinated, or you decided to just get one shot instead of their recommended two plus booster program, the government decides to track you. The story comes to us from the National File, and the reporter who broke this story is Patrick Halley, and he joins me now. Patrick, thanks for coming on the show.
Clayton, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So when did you first learn that the government was tracking unvaccinated people?
Well, this was information that came off of a password-protected government website, and we obtained this information legally, of course. And this is in the journalistic interest for the people to know about. I think it's very important when you hear this tape of this guy, Dr. David Berglund, who works for a government committee that handles these ICD-10 codes. The ICD-10 program was created by the World Health Organization, the WHO, and they deputized the CDC to maintain this program because the CDC apparently is a subsidiary of the World Health Organization, because apparently America is a strip mall labor colony with no sovereignty. So this guy, Dr. David Berglund, was talking about how, you know, they're going to put these new insurance billing codes in place, these new ICD-10-CM codes, specifically to track unvaccinated people, to track people who haven't had all their boosters, haven't had all their clot shots, haven't had all their genocide needles. And when you hear his voice on this tape, you hear very clearly that it's about tracking people. And so it's a horrifying thing. And we know that they perceive the unvaccinated, the purebloods, as being their mortal enemies. So this is something that obviously is in the public interest for people to know about.
So we've heard from nurses who've confirmed this story, that in fact that they're logging into patient area on the computer. They'll often get like some sort of a special alert or a designation basically saying, hey, watch out for this patient. He didn't get his vaccine. So how are they being tagged and cataloged by the CDC? And what sort of alerts are popping up on the screen when someone checks a patient into a clinic?
So we're hearing a lot about this from whistleblowers in the medical industry now, which is an amazing thing. When you have a viral story, a lot of people come out of the woodwork. And the thing is, these ICD-10-CM codes, and that happens to be the exact category for unvaccinated, partially vaccinated, and they have another category for some other kind of under-vaccinated, under-immune, inoculated status. These ICD-10-CM codes can be tracked by the CDC. They're used by the CDC for tracking purposes. So essentially, the CDC is privy to this information. We know that. And we know that, obviously, you know, this is something that insurance companies are going to be looking at. And, you know, we're going to learn more and more as this goes along about exactly how this is being tracked. And we're still awaiting a formal response from the CDC. But we know that people in the globalist establishment are very concerned about this story.
Yeah, well, I hope so. They better be. And the idea that the, I think the real nefarious thing here, the thing that of course concerns me, concerns probably our audience, is the idea of what will this tracking be used for? And, you know, they will initially tell us that it's going to be for positive purposes, right? We will be able to stop the spread of future pandemics. That's how they'll label this. But of course, we all start to, our mind goes to all sorts of different places. Well, I'm not able to travel. You're going to withhold. I might not be able to get a mortgage on my house because of my of a certain status that the government has access to. Who else has access to these databases, right? When you're, is this tied to your FICO score, right? You know, is this tied to any sort of financial score that I might have? How do we know? We didn't even know about this database. So do we know how this stuff might be used? Are you getting a sense of where this database lives and how it might be shared among other government agencies?
Well, we know that the CDC is privy to this information, and we know that the CDC is probably the most nefarious government agency when it comes to actually trying to figure out where unvaccinated people are. The CDC actually hosts the Joe Biden vaccine hesitancy map, where they used U.S. census data to go county by county to figure out where the highest concentration of unvaccinated people are, specifically so that left-wing activists led by Kamala Harris could go and try to convince them to get the jab. Now, we know, with all these people dying suddenly, that it's actually the people who took the injection, not to mention all the boosters, who are getting sick, who have put their immune system on a subscription service, who are dying suddenly from blood clotting, myocarditis, heart attacks, and strokes. And so it's really the unvaccinated people who are the healthy people, but that's who the government wants to track because they perceive us to be their enemy in this globalist program where they really are carrying out a genocide against us.
Are hospitals and doctors' offices being forced to take part in this?
Oh, yes. Doctors are required to use ICD-10 codes. And the notes that doctors have to take in a one-on-one appointment with a patient in order to figure out what the ICD-10 code is going to be, extremely detailed information. So the doctors are actually required to use the ICD-10 codes.
Wow. Has the CDC admitted to this? I know you said you have a message into them. Have they given any indication that this exists other than what you're hearing from whistleblowers and from people who've leaked this information?
It is now a matter of public record that these codes are being used. In terms of this bombshell audio that we have talking about tracking people, we are still awaiting a statement from the CDC, and we know that the wheels are spinning in terms of globalists trying to come out of the woodwork and try to discredit this, but they can't discredit this story. This story is the truth, and it's something people need to know about.
If I, as an American citizen, wanted to call up the CDC and tell them to expunge this data from their website, from their database, would I be allowed to do that?
You would have to ask them. I think probably not, based on the precedent that they've set. And in fact, the globalists even make the argument that ICD-10 codes are not protected health information under HIPAA. You know, a lot of people are saying, can I make a HIPAA case out of this? I would argue, yes, you can. However, the argument is that the codes themselves are not protected information under HIPAA.
Could the government use your vaccine status against you?
I believe so, yes. I believe that's exactly what they're doing.
And in what way are they using it against you? Are we seeing, specifically on the insurance side, are we seeing, I guess my question is, how exactly are they using it? If you've gotten one shot, you didn't get the full two, you didn't get the booster, are you on some sort of a different classification scale? Like you're not as much of a citizen, you know, you're three-fourths of a person because you didn't get the full dosage of vaccine status with the federal government?
Well, on this audio that we've obtained, you know, they make it clear that they consider the unvaccinated to be a public health risk. And they made it clear that even if you have an adverse reaction to a past vaccine, and I would argue, because I've been a longtime anti-vaxxer, a longtime fan of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I would argue you have to look into the link between all that, the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, and autism, for instance, and all of these people on the Asperger syndrome. I've been on that wave for years. But with this coronavirus scandemic specifically, even if you have an adverse reaction to the first injection, if you don't keep getting the boosters, if you're not fully inoculated, they're still going to mark you down in one of these categories as partially or fully unvaccinated. And so this is a concerning thing. And it's a thing that, you know, everybody is going to have to interact with now when they go to the doctor, or when they go to the hospital, because as I said, doctors are required to use these codes.
All right. I wanted to see what they would do. So I called the CDC and reported Randy and Lisa. So there
well, you know,
go.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and this is...
Hey, guess what? We got to do something real quick, and then we're going to turn it right over to you, but we got to pray because there's a very wonderful lady who's a real lady, and her name is Claudia, and she's a very tender-hearted lady, and she has a brother-in-law named Tony who is not saved, and he's in hospice, and she is so concerned about this man dying in his sin, as we all should be, and boy, Tony should be. So geez, would asking you folks out there, all of you listening to me, just to take a minute, because she knows that there's power in prayer, much power, much prayer for folks. And she wants you to do that for Tony. And so pray with me as we do this, and someday when you need that prayer, you'll have it too, because God is a just God and a very fair God. And I'm going to tell you what, he's got a very, very good memory. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Tony, but I know you, Lord, and I know Claudia. And so I would just ask, Father God, Lord, to this night before, while he's still here, before he takes his last breath, Lord, that you would speak to him. Lord, however it takes. And Lord, I know you know exactly what it takes to get Tony to repent of his sin and have that deathbed right now conversion so that he would call upon your name and receive the Lord Jesus as his Lord and his Savior. So we're asking this right now. We're asking, Lord, that you would intercede on his behalf, that when he dies a saved man, and he spends eternity in glory and not in that lake of fire. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 All right, so Dr. Peter Glidden, what's happening in your world?
Well, the same stuff, Pastor. People are suffering needlessly. The medical monopoly has everybody by the throat. Very few people are even aware that we are, have been under the jackbooted heel of the medical monopoly since 1912, because it's hiding in plain sight and it's been around longer than people have been alive. So everybody has grown up inside of this medical model. And, you know, your medical doctor may be the nicest person God ever created, might be very skilled, might be very compassionate, might be a humanitarian. But your medical doctor is not trained in medicine. They're trained in allopathic medicine, MD-directed medicine, which argues that the soul does not exist, the spirit does not exist, God does not exist, it's all a fiction. Consciousness is a function of biochemistry. When the body dies, it's lights out, game over. And it teaches its practitioners to manage the illness. So rarely in the office of a conventionally trained medical doctor is anything cured. Things are managed. The heartburn is never cured. It's managed. The blood pressure is never cured. It's managed. The insomnia is never cured. It's managed. Arthritis is never cured. It's managed with 1, 2, 3, or 4 knee replacement surgeries. And this has become the new normal. Life expectancy in the last 100 years, life expectancy is getting shorter. Alzheimer's has gone through the roof. Autism has gone through the roof. The incidence of chronic disease has accelerated, and as I said, life expectancy is getting shorter. All of this is happening, not because of chemtrails, which are very real, by the way, not because you have a bad gene, not because you're getting older, but because you only have access to medical professionals that are trained to manage your problem. The medical doctors do not practice health care. They practice disease management, and there's a big difference between actual health care and disease management. Holistic physicians practice health care because we are trained to attempt to cure the condition, to deliver therapeutics that support the body's built-in God-given ability to fix itself. This is our sacred trust, and the simple fact of the matter is that surgery is complicated. But healing the body is relatively easy because the body wants to fix itself. Body knows how to fix itself. Body's trying to fix itself, but it needs help. And this is what myself and my colleagues bring to the table. And so we're chipping away at the rock of human suffering every day. I get lots of, on my website, I have a information that the intention of which is to help people extract themselves from the mousetrap of conventional medicine. And part of the benefits of being a subscriber is we have 2 hours of live Q&A with me every week. And every week on the live Q&As, we get spontaneous testimonials from people who have followed my advice, followed the advice of my colleagues, and had remarkable health recoveries. I mean, remarkable stuff. They're just remarkable stuff. It's an extremely rewarding thing to be involved with. And as God is my witness, Pastor, people are suffering needlessly simply because of lack of knowledge. My profession doesn't have the answer to all human ailments. It does not. But it brings to the table a very impactful, very effective, very sophisticated.
But you know what, Peter? My profession does. It's right here in my book. It's got the answer to all of that right there. And let me just ask you this. First of all, I got to tell the folks that you have the book Attempt a Cure, which is really a good book, folks. It's got from A to Z all these different ailments and what natural medicines that you can use to cure the disease, not to just to treat it. And then he's got a book called Everybody is Sick and I Know Why. And, I'm going to tell you, you've done your research. You've really done a lot of research, worked in these books, and we have these available now if you want one of these books here. We ask a donation for Attempt a Cure of $40 or more. It is, like I said, it's a dynamite book. It goes from A to Z. It's about, 300 pages, or about 280 pages, I think. It's dynamite. And also, for $25, Everybody is Sick and I Know Why, for a donation, that's what we ask. Now, if you really need it, you really need one of these books, but you can't afford that, call our office and we'll see if we can fix you up with one. And that number is 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. And there you go. So with that,
Christmas is coming, Pastor, right around the corner, and this would be a great gift to give.
Yeah, it would be. You're actually right. That would be a great gift for someone to give to a family member, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to the phones, when I said earlier that the phone lines I was going to open, they're already calling. So are you ready to take some calls yet?
May I?
Let's rock and roll. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Wait, you got one right here. Randy's got a question.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Dr. Glidden. I'm seeing something with my family and friends. I'm sure other people are, too, amongst my vaccinated people. They're coming up with various types of ailments like cancer, liver diseases, where there's no past history of these things, but I noticed that they're vaccinated. And for instance, I got a friend of mine whose wife just had surgery for polyps cancer, and then they diagnosed him the next day with it. And I'm seeing a lot of that in my family and friends. And my family's multiracial, so I'm noticing that it's my black family members, the white family members. And I'm asking, are you seeing anything, or are you privy to anything with it? And obviously, to me, the common thread is that they've all been vaccinated.
Well, the first thing to consider, just by way of common sense, and, holistic naturopathic medicine is based on natural law. And natural law is inviolable, like God's law. It doesn't change. It exists whether you believe it does or not. And one of the great things about natural law is that once you understand it, it's common sense leads you to apply natural law, just common sense. So the first thing to consider when anybody develops an illness that's kind of out of the blue, right? Nobody in their family had this before. They didn't have it when they were a kid. It's a brand new thing. It's out of left field. The first thing to consider is, what have you done differently immediately before these things develop? And, for most of the people that are developing these things, the only thing that they did differently, didn't change their diet, didn't start a new prescription medication, didn't travel to Southeast Asia and drink the water, nothing. They didn't do anything different except take the poisonous poke. And so, if it looks like a duck, it flies like a duck, it quacks like a duck, well, it's probably a duck. A colleague of mine did a deep dive into the literature around COVID, he published this a year ago. A year ago, there were 89 published known side effects of the poisonous pokes. 89 published known physiological side effects. That number has to be growing now. So yes, the answer is the most common sense thing. The first thing to consider is, what has this person done differently in their life immediately before they had the diagnosis? And for everybody, right, it's the jab. So now there is something to do about it, however, and because the the poisonous poke is such a new thing, we're not really sure specifically how to get on the other side of it. There are some doctors that have operative working theories about how to do it, right? You know, carbon 60 and other things. But really, it's still in its infancy. But here's what I can tell you. The jab is a stress to the body, like any other stress to the body. Well, perhaps it's a stronger stress to the body, right? But it's the stress of life that makes people sick. There's all kinds of stress. There's the stress of aging. There's weather. There's crap in the air, crap in the water, crap in the food, financial stress, emotional stress, all microbial stress, all kinds of stress all the time. And when a stress impacts the body can either defend against it, and the stress does not cause a problem, or the body cannot defend against it because it's too weak. When that happens, the body becomes destabilized and becomes sick and symptomatic, and this is why we go to the doctor. So one of the things that people can do in order to upregulate their health internally, to make their body mind stronger so that it will take a greater amount of stress to destabilize them, you have to make your body stronger against the stress of life, which includes the poisonous poke. The first thing to do is take the healthy foundation pack. You have to give your body the nutrients that it needs. You have to do it. You have to put oil in the car. You have to put transmission fluid in. You have to put power steering fluid in it. You have to put air in the tires. You have to do these things. Well, you have to do the same thing to the body. There are nutrients that the body needs that are not present in the food. That was done on purpose. So you have to strengthen the body internally with the right nutritional, the right medical nutrition. And that's what we are strong advocates of every day, every way, all the time. Why? Because it's in step with natural law. It's effective and it works. Number two, you have to stop eating food that's gumming up the work. You have to stop putting diesel fuel into an unleaded engine, so to speak. You simply do these two things. Fill your body's nutritional tank up with the healthy foundation pack, the nutrients, the 90 essential nutrients that are found there, and clean up your diet, eliminate the 12 bad foods. You go a long way towards strengthening your body and making it harder for the extracurricular stress of life to impact you negatively. And this is what we recommend for everybody.
We have entire board is lit up, and if we don't get to some of these people, they could get mad at us. So,
all right, let's go.
So, okay, now they can get that pack by calling Eiffel Health at 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. Let's go out to California and talk to Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey.
I was calling in to tell Dr. Glidden thank you. I've been listening to him since 2018, and I was on 39 prescription pills a day, in bed 23 hours a day, could only get up to go to the bathroom and stuff, and 11 months on the nutrition, and I was out of bed. So
praise the Lord.
And how many of the meds have you been able to stop?
All of them except insulin.
And were you diagnosed with a heart condition?
I was. Yeah, you talked about it last month.
What happened to the heart condition?
My heart is healed, even after having a quadruple bypass in 2014.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, this is the stuff that you don't know. You don't know what you're missing with this approach. And Michelle is a living, walking testament to the effectiveness of this medicine. And the tragedy here is that this isn't difficult. This isn't rocket science.
No.
Clean up your diet and take the nutrients, for goodness sakes. Get the heck out of the way and see how far back the body bounces. You really are an inspiration, Michelle. And, you know, you want to, I mean, it goes without saying, but keep up the good work because your community needs you.
Hey, Michelle, have you been listening to me too?
Yeah, been listening to you for 3 years.
What's that done for you?
Well, I've learned a lot. I've been a Christian for a long time, but I've learned more about the scriptures.
God bless you. Thank you. We got to move on because the whole board's lit. So let's go out to Clifford.
Yeah, I just want to I have a couple of questions for the doctor, but that clip you played when they talk about vaccinated, unvaccinated, that's a distortion of language. This is not only a bioweapon, it's a definite chemical weapon. It's definitely a genomic weapon, and it's probably a radiological weapon if it has cesium-137 in it, as is alleged. But I want to ask a couple of questions. One would be two supplements, resveratrol. There's some literature on Google Scholar saying it maintains the structure of the hippocampus in the brain as you get older, and then Alcar for energy level. So I want to ask about maintain good energy, and what exactly does it mean when you're talking about personal energy, like what exactly? And then what can you do for your memory as well in terms of diet, supplementation, or meditation exercise? What I talk about being able to recall things quicker, where it can come up quicker maybe.
Yeah. So both of these things are related, Clifford, and that's a really interesting question. The number one reason that people visit a medical doctor's office is lack of energy. It's the number one complaint in the United States. I just don't have enough energy. The number one reason that people visit their medical doctor. The medical doctor is not equipped to fix this problem or in order to answer these questions, but we are. The human body is a battery. The stomach provides the acid. The bones provide the base. The blood vessels are the wires, and the brain is the positive pole of the battery of the human body, and the liver is the negative pole. There's a very intimate connection between the health of the liver and the health of the brain. It's fascinating, really, quite frankly, when you take a deep dive into this stuff. This is the reason, one of the reasons why Alzheimer's has escalated as much as it has, because Alzheimer's has risen almost in direct proportion to the amount of cholesterol-lowering statin drugs that have been introduced into the marketplace. Statin drugs work by causing inflammation in the liver because your liver makes cholesterol. Cholesterol is so important to the human body that your liver will make it. It makes it. 75% of your brain is made from cholesterol. So when you inflame the liver with statin drugs, not only do you lower the cholesterol because that's what statin drugs do, but the inflammation in the liver has a net negative effect on the functioning of the brain. That's like a perfect storm. It's like, you know, a perfect Alzheimer's dementia cocktail, statin drugs, in my opinion. So one of the most important things to do in order to help your overall brain health is to help your liver health. You have to have a healthy liver. And how do you have a healthy liver? Well, you need to take the nutrients that are in the foundation pack. That's mandatory. And there's a 21-day beet juice protocol outlined on my website. You do ascending doses of beet juice over a 21-day period. And then we do adrenal support because there's a relationship between the adrenal glands and the liver and the brain. And when you do these things in a stepwise fashion, I also have four different supplements, part of a biotherapeutic drainage program for brain health, overall brain health. When you do all of these things, one after the other in the correct proportion, you're going to have the brain like you had when you were 20 years old. So there are things that you can do and you should do. Everybody should do it. And they're all outlined on the website. But the short answer is, in order to have a healthy brain, healthy memory, and healthy energy, you have to have a healthy liver.
All right. Thank you very much. Can I just very quickly, before I take the next call, I want to ask you to, what is the major difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Well, that's kind of like the only way that you can actually diagnose Alzheimer's is by cutting the brain open and looking at it under a microscope. That's the only way you can make a definitive diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So there are a lot of similarities. You know, the dementia is like cats. There's a lot of different types of cats. And if you're in a dark room with all the lights turned out and you've got 50 cats at your feet, it's virtually impossible to tell one cat from the other as far as, is this a tabby cat? Is this a Maine Coon cat? Is this a Siberian? What the heck is this? I don't know. It's too dark. I can't see. So it's very difficult most of the time, unless there are, you know, like extreme signs and symptoms, to differentiate between dementia and Alzheimer's disease. But they're all different arms of the same octopus, as far as I'm concerned, as far as my profession is concerned. So whether you have, you know, sundowners or dementia or pre-Alzheimer's or frank Alzheimer's disease, the therapeutic intervention is the same.
All right, well, thanks. I just wanted Randy to know. let's go out there to, let's go to Mark in Texas. Hey, Mark.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? You know, I was wanting to ask you, Dr. Glidden, you know, my young lady, she has the RA. You there?
Yeah, rheumatoid arthritis, yeah.
Yeah, she's been taking a Remicade, like every, I don't know, 3 months. She's been doing that for like 20 years. Yeah. And she's having, all of a sudden, she's having these effects with her lungs and stuff. And they're trying to get her on something new. And see, I'm trying to get her on this natural, healthy stuff. And I'm wanting to know about this healthy bone pack and this healthy foundation pack.
It's a really great question. Very smart question.
I mean, is that going to affect, have any effect, because she is taking this Remicade stuff? Is there going to be some sort of a conflict or?
Well, the important question to ask is, how has she been doing under the treatment of the conventional medical doctor? You know, her illness isn't being cured.
Every time she moves, it's So
it's not a very effective treatment, right? I mean, you can make the argument that maybe she's dead without it, but it's not a very effective treatment. And now she's getting side effects. She's getting other parts of her body that are starting to fail. And this is what happens 100% of the time in the treatment of chronic disease with MD-directed pharmaceutical medicine. It's a race to the bottom. I mean, it's like painting over the mold instead of figuring out what's causing it and fixing it. I mean, it's only a matter of time until the wall falls off the house, for goodness sake. You should rather try to fix it. So when we have rheumatoid arthritis, we are of the belief that is caused by a parasitic infection in the body. Yeah, it's called a mycoplasma that's gotten into the joint. And the vector of infiltration of a mycoplasma into the human body is the lung. So she wants to look to see if before she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, if she had chronic lung conditions like pneumonia or bronchitis or bronchiectasis, or she had really, really bad lung symptoms for 3 or 4 months, or she was exposed to something and got a cough for 3 or 4 months she couldn't get on the other side of. This is usually what happens in rheumatoid arthritic patients. So what we do is we would recommend the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, Healthy Bone and Joint Pack plus Killer Biotic, 2 bottles of Killer Biotic a month, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and elimination of the 12 bad foods. And, you know, we don't have anybody stop any of their medications initially. You keep taking the meds. The nutrients will make the meds work better, quite frankly. It will make the meds work more efficiently. And you do the program for 90 days, and you look to see how it makes you feel and what happens to your blood work. And then once things start to improve, you can go back to your medical doctor or pharmacist and say, look, I really would like to come off of this drug. Please tell me how to do it. And that's how we do it. So you're 100% correct. The Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and Killer Biotic plus elimination of the 12 bad foods is the first place to start.
12 bad foods. Yep. Okay. Where do I come across this stuff?
Oh, 888, you got to, so you want to call this number, 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796, extension.
Oh, well, I talked to Brenda there today, 101. Brenda.
Yeah, that's who you want. That's who you order it from, 100%. Yep.
Yeah, I talked to her today, you know, and she told me you'd be on. I didn't know you was there every Thursday, but of the month, you know.
Yeah. But, well, you know, you struck the jackpot, so you're good to go. So hook the rheumatoid arthritis person up with this, and then call back in 4 weeks and tell us what happened.
Hey, partner, I sure appreciate your time, man.
All right, thanks for calling, Mark. Let's go to Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, are you a medical doctor by chance?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling because I always call in. But anyway, I'm calling in because there's times at night where I can't sleep. And last weekend, last Saturday, I had to be at a party like by 12 o'clock. And I knew if I didn't sleep, I wouldn't be able to drive there to stay awake. And I stressed myself out so bad, I never went to sleep that night. And then that morning when I got to the car at 12 o'clock, the car didn't start. So I had to get a neighbor to jump it. So it was just, but the whole night I couldn't sleep. I took calcium with magnesium. It didn't knock me out. I had some skim milk. It didn't knock, nothing worked. So what do you do when you're in that situation at night?
Well, okay. So getting a good night's sleep is really important for your brain health. It's really important for your overall health of the body. And if everything is working the way that nature and God intended it to, then you're going to be able, most of the time, you know, like 99 nights out of 100, you're going to be able to get a good night's sleep. So the first, because, you know, it's called holistic medicine, right, for a reason, and it's holistic with a W, right, because everything is connected. So the first thing to do is provide your body with 100% of the 90 essential nutrients that it needs. You have to give the body everything that it needs so that all the systems of the body, which all talk to each other, can start to function the way that God intended them to function. So we do that with the 90 essential nutrients. It's called the Healthy Foundation Pack. That's step number one. Step number two, there are 12 foods that are causing inflammation in the body that you need to stop eating. And step number three, you need to get about 20 minutes of aerobic exercise every day. You need to exercise your body so you get your heart rate up. Maybe you sweat a little bit for 20 minutes every day. And, you know, maybe that's impossible for you to do. So you do it for 5 minutes. Then you do it for 10 minutes. Then you do it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I usually go walking every day, 20 minutes to a half hour. It's just
all right. Well, that's all right. So you've got those bases covered, but now you need the nutrients. You need the nutrients, and part of the nutrient program are two products. One is a liquid calcium and magnesium, which has got a bunch of other things in it, and the other is a liquid plant-derived mineral. That's part of the foundation pack. And if you're having trouble sleeping, the recommendation is you take a dose of each of those immediately before bed. And if you've been doing the rest of the stuff during the day and you do those right before bed, it's really going to increase your ability to go to sleep. You should also have your blood tested for something called hemoglobin A1C to see how your blood sugar is. Because one of the most common causes of inability to fall asleep or stay asleep are undiagnosed blood sugar issues. So the name of the test is hemoglobin A1C.
I have low blood sugar already, I know, and it kind of goes up and down.
So then you want to have that blood test done because that will tell you how bad that problem is. And if the problem is bad, if the blood test comes back abnormal, then you need the healthy blood sugar pack instead of the healthy foundation pack.
Okay. And on your A1C level, where should that be at when you're 60 years old?
Well, it shouldn't never be over. Let me look it up. I think it's 5.2. I have a different reference range than the medical doctor does. So I don't like to see the hemoglobin A1C be over 5.
We're coming up to a hard break here. So Dr. Glidden, you could just hang on and, you can pick this call up on the other side. So we will be back right after this with a whole lot more to come. Don't go away.
Fight the fight. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.